global food crisis, Russia deliberately manufacturing supply shortages and a massive migrant wave, PM. By Peter Catalan, April 22, 2022. Vladimir Putin's Russia is deliberately fermenting a global food crisis and massive migrant crisis in the hopes of putting pressure on Europe, one leader has claimed. Ireland's prime minister has claimed that Russia is deliberately manufacturing a massive migrant crisis as well as food shortages to turn the screws on Europe. The claim comes as Ireland struggles to handle the massive influx of migrants into the country fleeing the ongoing war in Ukraine. With the nation's open borders approach encountering difficulties primarily to do with a lack of housing. According to a report by The Times, Ireland's Prime Minister Micheál Martin has leveled the blame for the massive wave of refugees at Vladimir Putin's Russia. With a European leader claiming that the warmongering nation was trying to cause as much chaos as possible to make people flee Ukraine. He also followed others in identifying the massive problems with the export of wheat and other produce from Ukraine as being the fault of Russia, who he accused of deliberately obliterating grain stockpiles in the hopes of creating a food crisis. The largest grain silos in the Ukraine have all been leveled, so there is a very clear strategic objective there to create a food crisis on top of the energy crisis that has been created, as well as waging an immoral and unjust war on Ukraine itself. Martin is reported as saying after meeting up with his Ukrainian counterpart, Denis Shmyhal, the Ukrainian PM having stopped off in Ireland on his way to Washington, D.C. They are very clear there is a deliberate strategy on behalf of Putin to literally bomb people out of Ukraine, to create so much terror that people will flee. The Irish PM continued, emphasizing that the entirety of Europe had to turn around and say, look, we can absorb this and we have to deal with this. Martin's call for Europe-wide action in dealing with the influx of migrants claiming to be fleeing Ukraine comes as the politician's island nation struggles to deal with the massive influx of migrants brought in under his open borders approach to the crisis. Available short-term accommodation for the new arrivals has largely at this point dried up. While some towns in the small European nation have been left treading water after seeing their populations double in a matter of weeks. The situation is not helped by the fact that the Irish government's justice minister, Helen McEntee, had already seen fit to implement a de facto blanket amnesty for all illegal migrants already in the country before the crisis began. Under the measure, those in the country illegally who apply to be regularized are to be given permission to stay in the country and put on the pathway to Irish and EU citizenship, sometimes even if they happen to have a criminal record. However, despite enabling an ultimately unknown number of illegals to stay in the country while her political party's leader allows tens of thousands more to arrive on its shores, McEntee now appears like she may not want to directly help house any of these new arrivals, despite having previously promised to do so. In fact, the amnesty-loving justice minister has now even hinted that she might pull out of her previous offer to personally house Ukrainian refugees, according to a report by the Irish Independent, saying that her own living situation is somewhat challenging at the moment. McEntee has justified the possibility of such a massive political U-turn by saying that her home in County Meath is in too remote a location. It is miles from anywhere, the minister is reported as saying. You can't really walk anywhere. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.